You ready to go?
I'm excited.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host, Eric Hollerbach. With me for a second time, Sean Lewin.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, man. I'm excited. Thanks for having me back.
For sure, man. Hey, you're the host of the Self-Indulgent Podcast. I've been on there four or so times.
Yeah,
something,
man.
Like that now. You recently sponsored the OC Oscars, giving out some major awards. So you're going to start doing more events like that to promote, you know, along with your podcast?
I bring in a lot of comics from Orange County.
Right.
So I figured it'd be fitting. And mainly I did it because they did the backdrop thing.
Right.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, at events, they have a red carpet, and then they take pictures in front of this backdrop. And my logo was all over the backdrop.
Sure.
So that's why
you help pay for the, you help sponsor, you drop some money over to Wargo.
Exactly.
And then he had the canvas made so that, you know, as a way to get a lot of publicity for your podcast. Right?
Exactly. That's the only reason I did it. Otherwise, I mean, it's kind of a big jerk fest.
Do you look at the statistics of things like that?
Yeah.
How it affects your podcast?
It's fickle. I don't know sometimes what causes what. We had like... I thought it was exciting. We had Donkey Lips from Salute Your Shorts on. Numbers went down. For whatever fucking reason. I was excited myself.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah, you can't...
Not that he's a huge get, but he's bigger than any get I've gotten before. You know what I mean? But the local comics bring in the numbers, apparently, for whatever reason.
I guess they're more active on Facebook than Donkey Lips'
Absolutely.
Fans.
Absolutely.
Donkey Lips' fans are all 35 and fat like he is, you know?
Right. Absolutely.
So yep. They're not as active Twitter. It's hard to get him up in the morning, really.
You gotta
kind of roll him over a little bit.
He was interesting, dude. I emailed him, and he was like, "If this is his first thing was, yes, I'll do it. But if this is a smear piece, I will immediately disconnect, and I will contact legal authorities." And then he couldn't come in studio for personal reasons.
Right.
I don't know what the personal reasons would be.
He has a respirator.
Right. Yeah.
My personal reasons is I don't have gas money. So that's a
there it is.
Reason.
Yep. That's probably it.
Poor Donkey Lips. But also, he was talking about Shia LaBeouf is.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf was a dick to him, which I was like, maybe that'll get more numbers. Nope. Because he's been in the news lately now. It's all fucking. Who knows?
Who knows what's going to lead to a download of a podcast?
I don't get it either. Yeah. I have no idea.
And I sometimes, I smoke weed, I get all paranoid, I look at my statistics, it makes me all nervous, but you can't fucking do anything about
it. You can't. It's impossible.
Speaking of Facebook and, you know, viral marketing, you recently put this on Facebook, ugh, I hate opinions.
Yeah, someone said, yeah, I have a strong opinion on blah, 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 and I thought... Well, first of all, there's irony in that, because clearly it's an opinion,
sure.
And I knew I'd get some shit for that. But I heard someone say, I have a clearly strong opinion about this topic, and I was like, ugh. I have a strong opinion about people with strong opinions.
Right.
Just shut up. Everyone's got an opinion. You gotta share it with everyone.
And if you have a strong opinion, that means that you're not really listening to all the other opinions
there's
out there.
There's no swaying you.
Yeah. You're
there's
not
none.
Open... Like, you know, I really liked Subway sandwiches, for example, and then I heard this thing that there's like that, was that on your show?
Yoga mat?
That,
I don't know if that was
yoga
our show.
Mat.
I did hear that.
I've heard that around, maybe that was on Rogan. There's like a element on it that's like in a yoga mat, and so I'm like, okay, now I can't eat Subway anymore.
Right.
And I will cut that, I will cut things out of my life that I, like Coca-Cola. I love Coca-Cola
you cut
so
that
much.
Out?
I cut that out
How?
Years ago. I'll have, one every 3 months.
Is there a better drink in the world than
no,
Coca-Cola?
No, there isn't. There isn't. It's scientifically delicious.
Absolutely.
But they're mixing a lot of beakers. Who the hell knows what's
Maybe
in
one
that.
Day it'll be good for you. That's what I
they'll
hope.
They'll find... They'll use sativa. Or, not sativa. What's that?
Stevia? Stevia?
Stevia, yeah.
Whatever it is.
I only know pot references. but anyway, I took a special offense. Well, you know, we just talked about it, but... I have a lot of opinions on Twitter. I tweet opinions. And sometimes I'm very proud of my opinions. So I'm going to put some of my tweets by
Here
your
we
UGG
go.
Filter.
Okay.
Okay, now I have to... Let me start with this
Listen,
one.
I will say this. Let me preface it with this. On your own medium, by all means, spout it off. But you're in a group conversation. Parties. That is when it drives me nuts the most. At work especially.
Yeah.
There's no escaping work conversations. Okay, but go ahead.
Someone next to you on an airplane.
Disgust me with your tweets.
Calling someone. Okay, so there was this. There's this guy called Thomas Drake, and he's an NSA whistleblower. Mm. Basically, he was just. He did a press conference where he's just shaking his head the whole time, like, you know, I've been in the government for years, but they're not ethical people, and you just see he's beating sweat.
The secrecy system has become so corrupted that it's now being used routinely to do precisely that, under the color and cover of law. And when the color and cover of law is no longer sufficient, then we'll just make up the rules. It's one reason the defense experts in my own criminal case were so outraged by the government prosecution. Both Mort Halperin as well as Bill Leonard, the very individual who used to head up the Information Security Oversight Office, the office responsible for the classification system and the integrity of that system within the U.S. government. But obviously what I had allegedly retained or had allegedly retained for the purpose of disclosure to others not authorized to receive it under the Espionage Act of all things was in fact revealing the very kinds of activities that are actually not permitted by the secrecy system. So you have a real conundrum that under the blanket of national security, you reveal anything, guess what? You're liable. And if it's about the things we don't want you to know because in fact it is in violation of law and statute, then guess what? We're gonna come after you even stronger.
He's worried about being assassinated. He's worried about being Snowden. And he was called an enemy of the state. And right. He's very, very careful with all the words he was saying. But they're all a bunch of criminals. So I put, calling someone an enemy of the state has the same moral authority as calling someone a suppressive person in Scientology.
Suppressive persons.
Right.
The detection of people who they consider oppose or are a threat to Scientology acceptance and Scientology expansion, and the people who are a threat to acceptance and expansion are the people who tell the truth about Scientology and its founder.
You okay. Right? Yeah, it makes sense.
That was a tweet I was proud of.
Did you get favorited? Retweeted?
Not a lot of retweets, and I'm very upset about it. I think I'm just going above people's heads here. Nobody knows these.
It's over my head.
And I true, also just honest. Put suppressive person because nobody knows what that means if they're, you know.
Right.
What about this story? These are just. This is how the open mic is going to go later on.
Great.
I got more things here on my paper. Sandwich. What is with people on open mics who have all their jokes on their phone, and then their phone display goes, and then they're like, oh, wait, I gotta find it again. They're swiping at their fucking phone.
Putting in their pass.
At least put it on paper! Paper screen doesn't go out, and right. Then you're fucking not sitting up there going, and a microphone scrolling through your fucking phone.
It's brutal.
Drives me bananas.
I getcha. Oh, I can't wait to not be heard at this open mic.
Okay, so there was a story where a British spy agency was intercepting sexting on webcams, and they're called the GCHQ.
And you're so against said, this?
In response to the recent GCHQ revelations, director Ian Loban said he intercepted the Yahoo webcam images because they were, quote, hot.
Okay.
What else are they doing? Why do they need
those? I know, but let's play devil's advocate here. You're an NSA agent. Right. Clearly you hate your job. You're sifting through fucking grocery lists, you know? So, in comes this hottie. What
are you not going to click record?
You're in a moral struggle here. You're bored. You hate your job.
I just have to monitor all these tits for the government.
Morally, clearly inappropriate. My brother worked at Verizon Store, and he says, everybody in their district, I'm sure all over America at these stores, when you bring your phone in, they plug it in, they see every picture immediately on their computer that is on your phone.
Right.
And they all the stores he worked at, pulls the hotties, the naked hotties. Clearly morally wrong, but God, there's something so hot about this person that's 2 inches away from me, and I'm seeing the titties.
Right, okay.
I get it.
Okay, I got a big difference between the Apple store looking at your titties and the government. Because the Apple store, what's it really going to do? But right. What I'm saying is those are staffed positions where we're all working so hard. We're paying our gas. We're trying to get our bills. We're sending what little tax money they force out of us, and then at the end of it, that's just going to a guy to sit through and click through fucking dick pics.
Completely
with
you.
What the fuck is that in the name of national security? What the fuck are you doing?
I am not a political person by any means, but the waste of money is a huge fucking bother.
Drives me crazy.
They can raise as many taxes they want. They can do whatever they want. I always think like, yeah, but I mean, we pay you quite a bit of money now, and I don't know what you're doing.
And people go to jail when they don't pay their taxes, and to go to this shit?
Right. To a guy getting his rocks off in his fucking cubicle.
Just for a bunch of fucking, like, fucking 65-year-olds.
Jim, I'm gonna hit the bathroom real quick. Yeah. Just
somewhere back in the 80s, they did the FBI a favor. They have leverage. They're owed something, and they're like, oh, I'll give you 90 grand a year to fucking beat off. There was actually the SEC.
33 investigations over 5 years of 33 individuals at the Securities and Exchange Commission. As the world was falling apart and the alarm bells were ringing in the economy, they were surfing porn on your dime and your time. 17 of these employees were at the senior level. About half of the people investigated by the SEC made between $99,000 and $223,000 a year. This report lays out the cases in particular, boys and girls. A senior attorney at the headquarters in Washington, D.C., who spent 8 hours a day downloading porn, in fact, filled up the hard drive and had to start filling boxes full of DVDs and CDs to keep all of that porn at hand.
Commission, they're in charge of, I can see your eyes glassing over, but they're in charge of your...
what?
looking at financial fraud.
Okay.
And they were literally 9 to 5, like, burning cases of DVDs of pornography. Like, they got into their fucking work. They drove into work. They kissed their fucking son on the head. They waved goodbye to their wife. They got in their car. They struggled in traffic to get to a place to just start whacking off.
Right.
Just imagine the guy, his fucking tie is all undone. He's all
running
sweaty.
Late.
Woof. Yeah. Big day at work. Just some guy looks like Rob Ford. Right. Oh, I fucking fight him.
Sorry.
I bite his ears off.
Oh. Tough day.
I was beating off. Oh, God. Like this. What do they do? Are they just giving these guys Viagra? Like, oh, I know you're having a long day here. Is the Edward Snowden of the NSA dick pic archive going to blow the whistle anytime soon?
I don't know who Edward Snowden is. So.
He, okay.
Cool. He's
Let's
cool
keep
dude.
Going. You did a photo shoot with the military. You were like, what was that about?
The military.
I don't know what
it was.
That
not
was
the
about.
Military. I'm on a podcast called We're Alive. It's an audio drama.
Okay.
It's a zombie audio drama. And to be fair, this has been in the making for 4 or 5 years. This is not some guy like, I'm going to ride the coattails of this zombie trend. Like the WWJD bracelet trend or whatever it is. But it's been around for a while. But recently I got cast on it, probably in the last year or two. And I don't want to ruin anything, but yeah.
But they filmed they did a photo shoot for publicity?
Just for publicity. It's all audio. Okay, it's really done. And I was very surprised when I started listening. And then Casey Whalen likes it. Or likes me, so.
And that's on the Nerdist podcast.
Yeah.
So check that out.
I wish I could get my own podcast on that.
I know, right? Yeah. Who knows? Let's just look at our numbers and fucking blow our brains out.
Cry.
So actually, you know, there's a kid from my high school called Brett Newton who I think was also in that. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
He's from
He's
my
an actor?
High school.
Really?
Yeah.
Small world, man.
Small
that
world.
Puck. He's puck
I was researching some questions today, and I was like, "Fuck, Brett Newton."
Yeah, man.
So,
that's crazy.
What'd you think of him? Because I've known him for a
you
while.
You don't like him? He was fine with
you
me.
You always assume that. Why do you assume I don't like?
You're a
that?
Monster, clearly.
You've known me for. I don't like a lot of people.
Right.
And some people have a type of personality where you think if you give them one compliment, you almost feel like you shovel a thing of coal into an abyss. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's a bottomless pit of ego. Right. But what'd you think of Brett Newton?
I liked him, but I was only around him while we were in studio.
Right.
And he laughed at my jokes, which is all I need.
Right.
I could see, mate, is he a little cocky or anything?
Just go camping or something.
Go camping with him? I'm good. I don't have to hang out with the dude. I need to know now.
He's a big fan of Brett Newton, for sure.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. So, this is why I had you on my podcast.
Okay.
I gotta tell a big story here. This is a big confession, and this story I've been wanting to drop for a long time. I've been holding back on this. It's really embarrassing. A lot of things happened, but I had a little glory hole incident. So it all started. I'm doing...
That's a way to sell it right there. So what I'm a doing... tease. And a glory hole incident.
So I'm doing Muay Thai, right? You know, I always brag about that. But I really hurt my foot.
Muay Thai, is that like Edward Snowden? What's going on?
It's a fighting style. It's like kickboxing.
Okay. So
I was fighting with my instructor, and he blocked my kick. Mm-hmm. And my, foot, the top of my foot hit his elbow.
Right.
And he's a bony motherfucker. There's no place to kick this guy that's not bony.
It doesn't hurt, right.
He's just a fucking...
Hit some soccer shin guards
exactly.
or something.
So... I got an x-ray, and he's like, the doctor's like, look, you didn't break it, but you got a bone contusion.
What's that mean?
Just a bruise on your bone.
Okay.
So, here's some steroids.
Oh.
And they'll make you heal faster, so, there you go.
That's why you look like John Cena right now. That's what's going
on. So anyway, what happened was... No, I was only on it for like 5 days or something.
Right.
But it's like a cycle. But it's like day one, you're taking like 7 pills. Day
Shit.
Two, you're taking like 6 pills. Day three, you're taking 4.
Right.
So that's what I did. And I never knew how much your hormones affect your personality, your mood. You know what I mean?
Like, really?
So I became hornier than I've ever been in my life.
Ugh.
Just... all I could think of, I couldn't, like, close my eyes at night without just load shooting out of my dick and just
right.
spraying a bus of cheerleaders.
I mean, that is such a curse. Good God.
I know. It was like, I was like 12 years old all over again.
How do you get anything done?
You don't. I was very unproductive. So anyway, I was like, how could I get it so I have a encounter and I just... drop a load, as many loads as possible,
oh.
in as many places as possible.
Right.
So I looked at the Craigslist Anything Goes section.
Really?
Women for men, obviously. And I just typed in the keyword glory hole. I'm like, hey, I know how to hit 3 open mics in the night. Maybe I can just drop off a
couple glory hole loads.
A lot of loads.
Right.
So, you know, when you try
Jesus.
So when you start, but, you know, I'm like, I don't want to get tricked or nothing
right,
by nobody.
Right.
You know, I want it. As I don't care if they're fat or ugly or got one eye. As long as it's a chick, you know, happy with
That's
it.
That's the line?
That's
the vagina and penis.
For sure. If it's so, I canvas email, right? I get like a bunch of responses. But it's
many are fake, right?
95% are fake.
That's how Craigslist works.
One was actually real, and we started texting him, right?
Oh.
And they're like,
how old is this person?
Well, it said on the Craigslist ad was, hey, come drop a load off the glory hole. There's 2 chicks working it right now.
Oh,
so
dude, it's like a business.
Exactly. So I'm like, wow, they're open.
Fire sale.
Their arms are tired by the 4th hour, but everything must go. It's a clearance sale.
Everything must go from your sack. That girl with an arrow spinning it outside. Good God.
So I'm like, this sounds like a pretty good scenario. There's
right.
I get there, I get a double blowjob, 2 chicks, you know, so whatever. So I'm like, that's enough to fire my car up and to drive into some part of the North Hills
sure.
I've never been in.
Okay.
I'm crazy. So then, but I realized that there's kind of security checkpoints to the text. They're like, I'm like, what apartment number? They're like, oh, we're not going to say this now. Just we'll tell you when we get here. You know, just like little red flags like that. Where
but you are so... the wool is over your eye. That reptilian part of your brain is working so hard. You don't give a shit, right?
100%.
Right.
So I finally get there. And then I'm like, okay, what apartment number is it? And they send me like clearly a text that's been retexted 100 times. You know what I mean? Like... Because it even said at the top, duplicate message. Like, this had been, this is like, they're getting so many loads. You know, they're getting so many loads.
we don't know what to do with them. We're overflowing in here.
I can't individually write people texts.
Right.
So also, I get in this weird apartment complex. I'm walking around, and I start to see another rando dude walking around, looking at his phone. He's like, oh, wait, when are they going to fucking let me know what the apartment number is? He's doing the same thing I'm doing.
It's like when you're, like, in the same class. You're like, you're going to bio?
Yeah, that's how I felt.
Yeah, I'll follow you.
But it's so awkward, because I don't want to be like, hey, man, you going to the glory hole? Because he'd be like, what the fuck are you, you know? Like,
I'm going first.
Yeah. I have a son and a job. I'm a decent American. But anyway... And he might think, like, you know, because the person texted me, oh, someone else is coming. Would you mind, like, you know, taking turns putting your dick in the hole with this person?
After would be, like, can we do it separately?
I'm like, that's what I was saying. I'm like, no, let me just go first. But then I'm also thinking, so then I open the door, okay?
Wait, how do you find this door?
Well, you know, eventually I got, it was like apartment 12.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, so I run down there.
So this is an apartment complex. Big,
for sure.
Huge.
I'd say 2 stories.
Right.
Kind of like in the hills, those ones that were parking's impossible. The
decent
windy
area?
Streets and
that sounds like a nice area.
For sure, yeah. So, but here's the thing. You know, you don't want to get caught in the middle of doing it. You know, and I've also seen, like, porn where there was, like, glory hole booths where it's, like, a phone booth where you get in. You know, so that's what I thought. I thought that they were going to have the regulation. It was going to be made to the specifications. That are, you know...
The average dick is, 3 inches in width.
The porn booth.
Right.
Like, is there an international spec for the glory hole
right.
booth? Right. Okay, but anyway, so, I get in there, and I realize, like, okay, well, the other person can just come in behind me, because as soon as you walk in, it's like they cornered off their living room with, like, a piece of fucking plywood.
This happens a lot, apparently.
And then they had a hole in it. Oop. So then,
this is insane.
Yeah, but then it's like, but the door's unlocked, so then someone could come behind you while you're in there.
Why don't you lock the door?
Well, I didn't. I don't know. But I just, so here's what happened. So I get in there, and I go, I'm still, like... trying not to get conned by a crafty gay guy trying to suck my dick.
Right.
So I get in there. I'm like, oh, hey, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. No response.
Oh. Oh.
No response. No response.
But do you know someone's there?
Hey, what's going on? Knock, knock, knock. The person, like, I can hear a chair swiveling behind the board. Like, they're getting ready. They're sitting right behind that glory hole. They're waiting for some D. And then they, like, bang on the thing like a mongoloid, like the plywood.
Put dick here.
Dick! Not saying anything.
Right.
So I go, oh, say hello. Can you say hello, please? But, oh, here's the thing. It's also like a curtain over a piece of wood.
Okay.
So it's not even, like, there's no clear, like, hole where you could just put your fucking
like a peephole. Right.
So that's another level of security. First,
weird.
The level is... So then I start going, like, okay, my fucking... The reptilian brain is starting to peel back, and I'm like, wait a minute. This seems...
Let's slow down, yeah.
Let's just make sure that it's a mongoloid chick, and then do it.
Right.
So I go, oh, can you say hello, please?
Mm-hmm.
Just say hi.
Very nice.
Say hi, please. And then, still nothing. So I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to go now. That's all I want. Just make sure you're a chick. Nothing. So I left. I had no choice.
Really?
I've been getting texts. This happened 3 weeks ago. Every 3 days from this same number going, glory hole blowjob. Glory hole blowjob.
Like question mark?
Yeah.
That's a dude, right?
100%'s gotta be a dude. But I'm not 100% sure. So I did a little research.
Oh my God.
Well, I Googled this
phone number. They're probably pissed they missed out on John Cena's cock. That's what they're pissed off about right here.
I would have gave him quite a load, too, because let me tell you the volume and viscosity when you're on steroids of your loads.
Please, for the audience.
You could take a lampshade off or something, you know? You could laminate a book cover or something.
You could blow up the balloon on one of those clown games at the carnival.
It just blows up with mayonnaise.
Oh.
But, I Googled the number, and this is what I found. This is the phone number.
Okay.
And it was connected to a SoundCloud account. So they're in a band, and this is the band, and there's two. So, okay, well, hold on. So I said, I texted once, why didn't you say hi? And they said, I'm deaf and dumb. That was their excuse. I swear to you, that was their excuse. So then
not dumb enough to type. Okay.
So they're okay, so I'm thinking, oh, so this was a deaf and dumb. But that just sounds like a fucking gay guy who's like addicted to cock, itching himself like a meth user. Just wants to say anything.
Give me that meat
trying
syringe.
To say
yeah. Please.
Trying to say anything. So anyway, there's two dudes and one chick in this band.
Right.
So, it's
oh my God, we
Ezra,
need to go to one of their shows
Eric
or something.
Eric D. or Kelly Rockstar, or you could call this number right now on speakerphone, and we're gonna bust this operation.
Is this
right
what
now.
You want to do?
This is what I want.
We gotta call on your phone.
No.
Why my phone?
Because they my phone when I call them is probably like fucking glory hole dick that ran away. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's gotta be your phone.
Okay. So what?
You are...
What if I'm sitting at home and I start getting glory hole texts? My girlfriend's sitting there...
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you what your cover story is. You're a DJ and you want to book this band.
This is what you want.
You're going to book this band.
This is... You're putting me on the spot right now.
Okay, you're going to book this band. Now, you got a big rave down in Long Beach coming down, you know, so you need a band... Maybe it would be like 10 grand for a night. I love your stuff on SoundCloud. I heard all your clips. You got great stuff. You know, by the way, you know, you ever set up a glory hole or
and try to... Is that what you
well,
want?
Well, if it's a gay dude, be like, you ever try to trick straight guys into putting their dicks in? So this is the sketch. I might cut out that setup, but... Yeah, so let's just call this band and see if they want to get booked for. I swear to you that everything I said was true. This is totally real.
I don't know.
This is real.
Are you really gonna? I can't use my phone.
I swear to you, this dude. It's worth it.
It's worth it.
It's worth it for the comedy.
Three. All right.
I want to know. Hold on, before you dial, I want to know if I walked away. From a good situation. Because this is their album cover. It's a hot chick. Maybe that's Kelly Rockstar. You know what I'm saying?
That's like a real name to you.
Well, Kelly whatever. Don't laugh.
All right.
Keep it together. Whoever answers this phone sets up a glory hole. Not that there's anything wrong with that, unless they're trying to trick people.
I'm going to end up hanging up. I'm going to pull a ripcord because I'm too afraid. So how much was the glory hole? How much were they going to charge you?
Nothing.
It was for free.
Yeah. They just wanted that D, man. That's the transaction. I give them some D because they want some D, bro. Call this number. Let's solve this fucking mystery.
All right.
This has been killing me. Damn it.
Probably a dick in the guy's mouth.
You have reached the voicemail box of 3, 2,
oh!
We're blocking it. Should we leave a message? No. I don't need anybody calling me.
God damn it!
Well, I was down.
Damn it! Ugh. All right.
You can cut all this out if you'd like.
God damn it.
Damn, that would have been great.
I don't think they'd recognize my voice. If I did a payphone, that's how the bit's gonna end. I gotta end this bit! It's a great bit!
and they're not answering.
Okay, I'm going to start doing payphones or something like that. They're just,
okay, let's talk this okay, for I'm a sorry. Second real quick. It would... I mean, I'm not gay, by any means. But now I think about it, like... Dick in a hole.
Right.
There's nothing. You don't see anything.
Yeah, I know. I guess it's just a psychological thing.
I kind of... Like, I'm with you on that. Right. I'm completely with you.
Because it's just like... If it's a mongoloid chick...
Sorry.
They're probably... You almost want a bag over their head or a board on the...
I would almost take Johnny Depp over a mongoloid chick. You know what I mean? Also, if you never know...
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But there could have been a one, like, little... Mm-hmm. During it, and then that would have been it.
Or just feeling whiskers, or that's the thing I was most worried about. Like,
right,
like you know that moment where you're like, let me test the waters with my dick, you know, and then just pull out. But then you know, I don't know.
Right, I had a guest come on and tell me this a very similar story, which is insane. This happens a lot where they set up like a mini cubicle in their front door.
Right.
And there's just people that... His was a dude, because he was just into whatever could get him off.
Right, but he was openly a dude.
Openly a dude,
not
yeah.
just saying, yeah, that's...
Ugh. That is insane.
Well,
so, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna finish this bit now. I'm going to cut the... Well, we'll finish the interview, but this bit's got to get finished. So.
I'm sorry, I was down.
That's okay. I just got to keep calling this number until somebody picks up. That's the only thing I got to do.
What's up, everybody? I'm in Van Nuys. I'm at a bus station. There's a payphone here. I'm going to call the number.
You have reached the voicemail box of 323.
Damn it.
So, as you just heard, I called the number today. I called the number 3 days ago. Chet Wild called the number at Flappers one night. Just always goes to voicemail. So, just like a glory hole, I think this is going to go unsolved. You know, you're not really supposed to look at the mongoloid man in a band behind the curtain. So, I don't know what happened, but, you know, at least I was wise enough not to go through with it. I'll never know. Who was there behind that wood, smacking it, that piece of plywood? Just begging me for some D. I'll never know.
So I wonder if this is just their dick phone.
Could be just the dick phone. I wonder why it's linked to a band, though.
All right. Well, I have other things.
The music isn't like, tricky and straight dudes in the second.
It's weird. That's all their songs.
Oh, really?
No, it's funny because there's like the left half of the screen of their SoundCloud is all a chick singer, and then the right side is all a dude singer.
Oh, okay.
So it's playing fucking games with my mind, man.
And he's got like 8,000 dicks in his mouth. Like he's that world record smoker guy. Except with dicks.
Yeah, the guy's voice sounds like this.
And sometimes underwater it sounds like.
And then you hear like text popping in the back.
Sounding. Wow. That's insane.
All right. Well, let's just move on to some news stories, I guess.
I guess so.
So, for people that don't know you, maybe they didn't hear the previous episode that you were on. You're a comic, but you do IO classes now. You do Monkey Butler.
Yep.
Two forms of improv, and you do stand-up. So, which is cooler? What's cooler?
I love improv more. I hate the open mic part of stand-up. It's brutal, and people call you pussy, and comics even look down a little bit on improv. Like, that's not stage time.
Right.
But I don't care. To me, it is. And I started hosting a little bit, like hosting improv shows, which is a lot like stage time with no material.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about comfort for me, and writing, clearly the writing. But the open mic part where it's like, I like doing a pod, I have a joke where like doing a podcast is a lot like doing an open mic. You may be proud of your set, but nobody listening gives a shit. You know what I mean? And only comics get that joke, but it's so true.
Right.
Nobody cares.
Right.
And I never can get anything from an open mic other than the stage time, which is 5 minutes at a time. With improv, I'm up. There's 2-hour practices, and I'm up 30 minutes, 45 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
I like improv. I know you're a big stand-up proponent right now.
Well, no, I like both. I mean, obviously, I did improv for 9 years, so it's not like, oh, fuck improv. But just for my own self, I knew that if I let myself do improv once a week, I wouldn't write material because I need to always have that pressure on myself of the next time I got to do a mic and I better have new material for me to write anything.
Right.
Because we're inherently lazy, so I'm trying to just trick myself to writing
get that,
material.
Because I don't write new material much ever. Right. And I get like one booked stand-up gig. And I can't turn down when the improv goes, hey, Sean, you want to do a gig?
Right.
Sure. You know what I mean? I don't know. I haven't done improv a lot, or I haven't done stand-up a lot lately, but...
So I mean, after a year, I might have, like, maybe 15 good minutes, but I've never done them all in a row, so...
Right. So, absolutely.
Well, that's where I'm at, but, you know, it's just... anyway. So, let's talk about some news stories now. So, there's doing some one-way trips to Mars. They're planning on terraforming Mars, you know? And Islamic leaders issue a fatwa on it.
I didn't read this.
So a fatwa is issued by Islamic scholars. I like how they're like, you
scholars.
Know what? Reread this one book so much that I'm not a blockheaded idiot. I'm a scholar.
Right, right.
So I'm not like only looking through the lens of one fucking book.
Right.
That's not narrow-minded. That's, I'm a scholar. I just love that word, Islamic scholar. Jesus Christ. That's like saying, like, a Scientologist doctor. Like, it's not
right.
real. That's not, like, you're looking at a fairy tale book and being like, I'm so good at this fairy... I guess that's what all history... But history is actually real. Anyway.
Right.
Going on a tangent. So, because they're saying it, because a one-way journey proposes such a real risk to life, and that can never be justified by Islam. So they're saying, like, if a person goes to Mars, they might not... live, and so that's technically suicide. So they're doing this very scholarly
Weird.
Suicide. Like, I guess the Challenger exploded, so there's some risk in being an astronaut.
Let's see here. Is there a lot of space travel over there?
Yeah.
There is.
What?
In the Middle East or
probably
whatever they do?
Probably not too much.
Right.
And probably not a good science understanding because they're a scholar of the fucking Quran.
Right.
So they're not a scholar of a science book or
reading anything else other than the Quran.
But they've decided on a fatwa. So Islamic scholars also know what a jihad is. So that's their form of blowing yourself up. But that's like the religious, that's the orthodox way of doing it.
Right.
That's a kosher way. That's the halal way to kill yourself is to do a jihad.
Right,
when a bomb explodes you.
My point is, I don't think many of them are getting into space anyway.
Right.
That's all.
I'm sorry. I have to say this. If you're religious, probably pretty stupid.
Wow.
I just have to say
never.
That. I just... what other conclusion?
Because... You don't find the benefit of a religion? Like, listen, I'm absolutely not religious either.
Right.
But you don't find a benefit?
I don't know. Like, maybe a meditation kind of thing. Like, if you meditate. But that's something you're doing, and it doesn't
that's
really...
That's spiritual,
but the fact, any deity that requires worship seems like a very narcissistic being. And,
yeah.
You know, so, I don't know.
I'm very jealous that they're able to believe these things, because they seem happy.
Were you happier when you were Catholic, or were you miserable because your dick confused you?
Right.
Because
right.
it had
yeah.
such power.
Oh, yeah. Eventually, it turned into misery.
Because so everyone has to be, like, everyone has sexual thoughts all the time. So everyone is constantly sinning. So they put you in these spirals where you're fucking dizzy.
Guilt tripped.
That's why some of them get married real quick, because that's the only way they can have orthodox fucking. Because all everyone's thinking about is fucking.
That sucks, man. Why we gotta think about fucking so much, man?
Is this a future? There's a robot restaurant in China.
What?
Robots have... they are the chefs. They are the waiters. They bring you all your food.
They're the meals. You gotta eat robots for dinner.
No, I think they, like, have a
glass
robot
of fuel.
Just, like, puts its claw in a salad thing and pinches some off on your plate and then takes some,
what the?
You know, and then, right. then puts some mushrooms and then mixes it up with their fucking robot hands or whatever.
I don't like this, by the way. My grandpa always told me the Asians are sneaky.
Uh-oh.
And that this is their way, I know this is their way of taking our jobs and taking over the United States.
Now, they do also...
Or my grandpa.
That, you know, humans have to fill up their cubbies of cucumbers.
Right.
And, you know, replenish the ingredients. But that's pretty sweet if you're a... That is like slavery. That really, you have electronic right. robot slaves.
And they're not going to complain about not getting $10 an hour.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's pretty cool, man.
It is badass. I'd be sweet, right?
And they're going to get your order right because you fucking put it on a Scantron card.
Right, right, right.
Where if you put, like, no fucking cheese, you ain't getting cheese. It's just, like, in their computer brain.
I'm afraid that it will turn in or it will become one of those automated phone things. We don't have that corrected yet or figured out yet where we call, like, a hotline and they're like, what would you like to do? And you have to say it into the phone.
Right.
I'm hoping it's not like weird fucked up technology like
What's
that.
What's wrong with your service? Is please say it now.
Phone is turning off.
You want brisket?
Damn it, no. Right, exactly.
So, yeah,
it
also,
sounds badass.
What's though? With when you call customer service? And, you know, you get through all the robots on customer service.
Just mash 0800 times.
Press 1 for this kind of complaint.
Yeah.
I literally called Time Warner, and then they're like, we'll get back to you about your complaint. Please say it after the beep. Beep. I said my complaint, and then I'm realizing that I'm just adding data to a snowballing cloud of complaint energy mm-hmm. in the fucking...
Time Warner's world or
and
whatever.
They're like globe of data in their banks or whatever.
Right.
And this is just spiraling chaos energy just of complaints, just unhappy people loading down the data of this computer.
Right.
And it's almost like...
What a sad
They
computer.
Never got back to me.
Of course.
And I'm just like... They're almost trying to say like, just say your complaint into... The clap. Maybe just get it off your chest.
Just scream it into the space. Essentially. Yeah. Essentially, that's it.
We'll file it somewhere.
I have a feeling that's why these automated systems were created. Just move along. We don't need to talk to some of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ugh. Because people are so stupid and they waste so much of their time. I guess it's just...
I get both sides.
You know, they're only human. If a human operator picks up the phone, they're just going to start having phone sex.
Yeah.
They're only human. Norwegian 10-year-old drives off with second car in 2 weeks. So this 10-year-old Norwegian kid is just like fucking loves to drag race and he's just stealing cars. So this is the second... Kari stolen.
I don't like kids with more confidence than me. That is for sure. I want you to be afraid of adults.
Do you think that they have this like Norwegian sense of parenting where they don't really like to discipline?
Right. When they do something good, it's a patty cake. Or if they do something bad, it's a... We stare at him and implant in his brain that he's doing something
yeah.
bad. Yeah.
Hector's. Could you maybe, like, not do that so much anymore with the stealing
Please.
Of my automobiles or
Come
something?
Come back, hello.
Yeah, my girlfriend went to an interview for a nanny job, and there was a toddler there. And the toddler was just climbing a huge bookcase at the
right.
top of the bookcase. We don't discipline him. We just let him do what he needs to do. Kid's gonna fall on his head,
yeah.
break his neck.
Yeah, or be a sociopath and never realize that he doesn't get his way all the time.
Absolutely.
You know?
Just insane.
Then he's just like, no, I'm just gonna, like he Bernie Madoffs everyone later. No, I'm just gonna take everyone's money. I'm just gonna take it all.
We don't discipline him.
I'm just gonna take everyone's money. That's basically everyone who works at Goldman Sachs just walks around talking like that. That's their yeah. inner monologue. Case against man who texted photo of tattooed genitals dismissed. So apparently in Georgia, if you're going to send someone a dick pic, you have to write on the outside of the envelope, dick pic enclosed, so people with sensitive sensibilities,
what
when they open it up.
Well, like texting.
Well, that's the thing. So now that you can text, the judge said, look, the law says in an envelope, so that's not, so you can text away your dick pics. So I really support this Georgia Supreme Court.
Listen, I send my balls to all my friends as a form of just shaming to them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I like to use my ball sack as a weapon.
Right.
As a shaming
photo bomb.
Exactly. And I would be in jail for life.
Because their reaction reflects more on them, you know?
Right. Oh, God!
They just have to deal with it.
You don't see your own ball sack, straight dude? Well, every straight dude's afraid of their own ball sack for some reason.
Shopper robbed after she was hypnotized outside a Aldi and some Middle Eastern jewelry store. The 66-year-old woman was, just some guys ran up to her and were like, ooh, look at my watch. Look at my watch. He was just standing there like,
burn.
And then they just took her wallet.
Wait, so the people that robbed her hypnotized her?
Yeah, that's okay, what she said.
That's just a dumb person, right? I mean, couldn't she just say, I was held up at gunpoint? This makes you sound stupid.
Right. But maybe, well, she's 66, so maybe she's superstitious.
Right.
Maybe she's like, they put the devil spins in my brains. You know, who knows what the fuck she said. Right. If you could be hypnotized, like, you know, can't you mentally guard against being hypnotized?
Can't you, is what you're saying?
Can't, like, when you see it done to other people, I'm like, if that fucking guy snapped his fingers in my face, I would... It wouldn't affect me.
Like, yeah, wouldn't I? Yeah, you'd be like, I could move my right arm if I need to. You know what I mean? Like, I think people feel pressure. I feel like hypnotized a lot. There's a comic that goes around, by the way, and hypnotizes people at the improv. But I think when you're on stage in front of a bunch of people, I think there's a lot of pressure to not make...
Just to comply and let the show go along.
Think if you just fucking shit all over that fucking comic.
Right.
You're just like, nope. Middle finger at him when he says act like a dog.
Yeah.
It would probably piss, like, the crowd
like,
would not
when it happens
happy.
Really fast, when it's like, sleep, 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 and then he grabs everyone's arms and they're immediately, that just seems like bullshit to me.
Yeah.
Like, there's been, I've seen other times people get hypnotized and it takes, like, hours and hours and hours.
Really?
Of, like, meditating with a guided meditation before they do it. And, like, multiple times. And then he can get them to do weird things.
Right.
That makes a lot more sense to me. If people, if you can make, like, a dream state kind
right.
of thing.
And then, I mean, if I could hypnotize, I would never need a girlfriend ever again. Because I would just be like, hey, yes, snap
suck,
my fingers.
Suck it.
You wouldn't have to go to any glory holes.
I wouldn't have to, you know, roll the dice on whether or not it's a dude or not. Here's the thing. I also want to say, if I knocked on the door and I heard a woman's voice... And then that woman went to go read a magazine, and then
that's all you needed. That's all you needed.
And then no, but I'm saying, and then some crafty gay guy came in and sucked my dick.
Right.
That's a cost of doing business. I wanted to at least do the due diligence of knocking and saying, "Can you say hello, please?"
That's what I'm saying. Is all you needed was one female voice, like sneak in and it's like, "Yes." And then,
but I think, see, your female voice, I think I totally could know that was a dude. I know mine,
but I mean, like, if a real female, the band...
But that's really why they didn't, because they weren't prepared to make a voice. They right. weren't prepared. I caught him off guard.
Mm-hmm.
Him off guard. We'll find out. I don't know. Maybe I called and it was a chick. God, this pissed me off. I gotta fucking... I won't sleep until I fucking solve this fucking glory hole
mystery. Did you just have to go home and jack it? Is that what you had to do?
What?
Did you just have to go home and jack it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. You were wondering about the bus.
Maybe
you had to not so much.
Right.
No, I was masturbating like fucking four times a day. I was a spider monkey. I was like filling up like fish bowls.
Was it like porn? Was it brain memory? Spank bank?
I mixed it up, you know. After number four, you don't want to just look at the same porn though again. So that I think also I'm like slowly breaking my dick with porn, you know.
I have to take breaks because sometimes I'm like, let's look at something a little different.
Right.
Let's get more different. And at a certain point, you're just going down that black hole, man.
Yeah. And then pretty soon you can't get an erection unless you see, like, a minotaur fuck a pig in the face in an anime style. You know?
Oh, mine is a chicken play football. That's what mine is. A chicken play football. That's what I need.
A chicken play football?
Yeah, that's what I need to see to get off.
Oh,
that's where I'm at
now.
Yeah.
Well... Keep it going. Okay, so speaking of porn, a professor was sacked after broadcasting X-rated porn into a classroom's projector by mistake. this is always bound to happen, you
know? Especially with the internet involved.
The internet, you're like, oh, I'm going to click on a PowerPoint presentation. Let me just knock one out right before class. Okay. And, you know, let's be honest. There are these 21-year-old girls being paraded in front of the professor every day after day. He's just watching his wife get fatter while he's drinking himself to death like James Diekman. And then, you know, so he's trying to knock one out. He's trying to...
Do you remember having teachers that would give special attention to the hotties in the class?
You know, looking back, you kind of do.
Right?
I don't think I was aware.
I knew some of it was going on.
Yeah,
the time,
there was.
But...
Yeah.
God.
I had a friend of mine who said that she was like, no, I would just wear skirts and then I would just get a B. That's kind of the deal me and the teacher had. I was like, what?
God damn
it. I studied so hard in that fucking class. Are you kidding me?
Ugh.
So, and she said it like so matter-of-factly. I'm like, did you have a written contract? How did that work out?
Just wore skirts.
It was a contract signed and nice thighs.
Ugh. And yeah, that is so bound to happen for porn to pop up.
Right. And I've had people over and I was like, hey, let's put on a movie and just like porn, just because my fucking computer's so laden with porn. Just that's all that
exactly.
comes out of it.
Like we all cover our tracks, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
but
right.
There's a point where we do it so much that eventually it's a numbers
slappy.
Game.
Like a
you get slappy after you get slappy.
Like a serial killer who, like, you know, kills once and is like uses bleach and cleans it all up, and then he starts getting cocky. Mm-hmm. He starts leaving DNA all over the
place.
He's
like, yeah, yeah, this is my calling card now. Yeah, I'm gonna leave this DNA everywhere.
So that's what happens with porn. You start getting sloppy. You just start, you know, spraying the walls of your classroom right before class, and someone's like, Professor, why is there mayonnaise on the wall?
Yep. Then Dexter comes in with a black light, and you're fucked.
So. Boy, this news story is driving me crazy. Boy points finger like a gun, gets suspended.
Good. I'm going to take the opposite side.
You're going to play devil's advocate here?
Yes.
So, Columbus, Ohio, I guess, principal, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He went... Okay, so the principal officially says... The level 2 look-alike firearm cited the suspension letter. Level 2 look-alike firearm.
He drew a serial number on his inner palm. There's a chamber and his middle finger and his ring finger.
Okay.
What is going on?
So you have a 10-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Okay, he's got two hands. Okay. So he already can't gesture with the middle finger.
Right.
Because that means fuck you. So now he can't make an L either.
Right.
And he definitely can't point that L.
Right.
How many fucking combinations of this fucking kid's fingers is he not allowed to move?
I'm guessing the shocker is off the table. I'm guessing they don't allow that either. I'm sure he can't do the other
shocker.
He can't do the legs between the thing. Yeah, it's insane.
Stories like this drive me fucking bananas. A kid is 10 years old, is in school to learn how to act like a civilized person. And sometimes he's got to make mistakes. Word salad is going to come out his face. He doesn't know how to use the English language yet. Mm-hmm. He might say something inappropriate. He might be like, you got a smelly cunt, teacher. He has no idea what he said that. Okay. He heard his comedy album say that like that. So
Eric Collarback comedy album.
Now he heard it today. Go tell that to your teacher. And then make a gun and a fuck you and then walk out of that shithole fucking prison camp.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on? A level 2? Look, what's a level 1?
Yeah.
What's a level 3? Who made this graph?
Why is level 2? What
Whoever
is level
made
2?
This graph should go fuck themselves.
When he acted like he had an air rocket launcher over his arm.
I guess like a realistic plastic one is like a level 3.
That must be.
Then like a real gun is a level 4. But who would take the time to make this graph
what is level one?
Just look at case by case? It's a little kid walking around going boo boo. That's it. Case closed.
Aren't we in love? Weren't you? I loved guns when I was a little kid.
Oh my god, I could play cops and robbers.
Fake
on
army man. Yeah. What? Yeah. I've wanted to puke while I was in Target overhearing, like, a kid wanted a fucking Nerf gun, and the mom was like, that is a violent toy, son, and we will not be getting that for you. It's just like, ugh.
Yeah. Because I've had lots of guns and cap guns and stuff, and I don't own a gun now.
I shot guns in the past.
Me too. I've been to firing ranges. I played paintball. I don't own a firearm. I've never shot it or killed anybody. Zero correlation.
It's so weird that we're surrounded by violence in all of our media, too.
I know. And also, like, you know, whenever you lock booze in the liquor cabinet, it's always like the strictest parents. 100% of the time, those kids... Because it's like this mystery Pandora box of what's booze? Oh, that'll kill me if I have one sip. It'll ruin my college education if I drink booze ever. Those are the kids who drink one beer, love it, and go, wait, everything's a fucking lie, and then go crazy. Absolutely. Instead of dealing with these things.
I do wish my parents would have fucking just told me the truth about that stuff. Like, yeah. Weed can be fun. So can beer. But can be... completely unmotivating. You understand? Yeah. Like, it can get in the way of things you might want to do, which I get.
My parents were great with booze. They're still a little shaky on the weed situation.
The weed is way better.
But, like, they would let me have, like, a glass of beer with, you know, Thanksgiving or something like Or, you know, if I had a prom date, they'll give us champagne, stuff like that. But it wasn't... never made a big deal out of it. You know what I mean? They never really... And that's the biggest thing.
That is interesting.
So now I'm like very not an alcoholic. I really don't drink every day, you know, like I don't need it. I really think that, and also in Holland where drugs are illegal, statistically, least amount of drug addicts.
Right.
Because you don't.
Do you feel like you're addicted to weed at all?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
I'm trying to wean off,
That you are honest about it, because almost every pothead will be like, no! Because I'm addicted to pot.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They're like, no, it's a harmless drug. It is harmless for the most part. But like I said, it's unmotivating and it's tough sometimes to get your ass out of the couch.
And also, I don't know if I told you this, but I'm going to go to grad school in the fall.
You are?
Yeah, well, I'm going to the University of New Orleans to study screenwriting.
For how long?
3 years.
Shit, man.
Yeah. My goal is to be a professor stand-up screenwriter. That's my goal.
Well, there you go. And a scholar.
And a scholar. Islamic scholar, so I can tell people what their fatwas are.
There you go.
I'm going to come out with, like, because if you're a scholar and, like, you need to come up with new material, it's like a feminist blogger every day. She has to wake up and go, what offended me today? How was I victimized today? What her fucking blog's going to be
what
about.
What I always think about with those people is they don't want equality. Like, like that blogger that gets up or whatever. Because it would be, you're out of a job. It means, if we got rid of all, or like, if we were equal, Jesse Jackson wouldn't have a job. You know what I mean? So that's why I think they're secretly racist on the inside, or secretly sexist, whether it's for men or women, regardless. Because you'd be out of a job!
Mm-hmm. And you don't see any feminists complaining about alimony, okay? Which... is alimony is a whore bill after fucking marriage, okay? After marriage, they're like, no, I gave you 6 blowjobs. I'm going to get residuals for the rest of my life. That's what alimony is. I'm not talking child support. I'm talking, so a guy and a girl get married. She's working. Mm-hmm. She maybe stops working, maybe keeps working. But then afterward, you got to pay her for the rest of your life.
I don't get it either. I mean, I understand.
What?
There is value to raising your family and stuff at home, I believe. But, like, when it gets to the point where it's just, like, half of whatever the main money breadwinner is, you know what I mean? It's just insane.
It's insane. And it's like, what, you had no kids? So you were so focused in the bedroom or something, that you couldn't possibly work anymore? Like, you were so destroyed physically by this cock that you can't work anymore? What is the rationale where you get paid for the rest of your life?
Man, I need to find a sugar.
It's terrifying.
No, it is. It's fucking insane. And
it's like, I'm sure you love your girlfriend, but it's like the draconian laws around that is like, you don't want to really put yourself in a position
absolutely.
Where if it doesn't work out, you're going to have to pay him for the rest of your life because you're both working.
It's pretty insane. And I don't even like the word feminism. Like, if you're looking, just call it equalism or whatever, equality. I understand that women are held down clearly more.
100%. And feminist work is not done. I'm not saying that there's no legit causes or whatever.
There are good feminists.
Right, for sure.
It comes with that connotation.
But also, it's like, talk against alimony, talk against other shit that they benefit from.
By the way, you'd just be like, Okay, kind of take
that.
If
we're equal, then we're equal, okay? Then that's how it fucking is.
When you start picking only one side to argue on, you know, and everything becomes sexist, like, oh, Miley Cyrus's stuff at the MTV Music Awards, sexist or racist.
But then some people are like, well, she's showing her femininity, so that's good for feminism.
Ugh, it's such
and
a
so
fucking clusterfuck.
It's like, oh, so there's one event, and then everyone's just like, bah, 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 about it.
I have an opinion about it.
Yeah, subscribe to my RSS feed. Please do. Hey, check out the Amazon Highway Diary RSS feed. Go through the Amazon link. You know, buy stuff on Amazon. And,
yeah, man. Check out the Self-Indulgent Podcast.
Check out the Self-Indulgent Podcast. Check out a web series coming out very soon called Here Comes Godot. We're finishing up. I know I've been talking about this forever. It's coming out probably next month. Oh, and we're having a... It's like mid-April. We're going to premiere this web series called Here Comes Godot at an art gallery. And we're going to have free wine and cheese.
Ooh.
And so, like, it'll be playing, and you'll be able to get fucked up and watch it. It's only an hour when we string them all together, but, you know.
This may not be true. I heard that there may be glory holes there.
There might be a glory hole.
Maybe.
I'm going to call this number, and, you know, if it's a hot chick, she'll set up a booth, I guess.
Hell yeah.
And there's no money involved. They want the D, you give the D. That's the transaction.
Beautiful.
Thanks to my guest, Sean Lewin.
Thanks for having me. This was a blast.
That's another episode of Highway Diary in the motherfucking bag. Later.
Later.